You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Off the air, we were talking about how Jeremy still has a frozen turkey from this time last year. Where is this?
Where is what? The turkey?
Yeah.
In a freezer.
In Colorado.
No,
I mean, is it like in the freezer in your kitchen?
No, it's in the garage. I got to have like one of those deep freezes out in the garage. Okay. So we were all given a turkey last year from the company here. And yeah, I shoved it in the bottom and... Here it is a year later now, and
you're asking me if it's still good.
It still good,
I have no idea.
A little freezer burn on it a year later
and
a deep freeze.
It's not like you took it out and then put it back.
It's been at zero. It's been at zero for a year.
Turkey last frozen.
That's fine.
I mean, I'd hate to bust it out and go through all the effort of cooking it, and then it tastes like freezer burn.
Listen to me. Who would know better than Better Homes and Gardens?
They would know. Or
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Martha would know better, actually.
Martha didn't come up on the Google search.
Well, then it's Martha. Not real.
I would think it would be a year later.
What does H&G say?
If you just cover it with enough herbs and spices, I think it'll taste just fine.
Right, you pour sauce on it, and it's just going to taste like the sauce anyway.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I'm going for it.
If it kills you, it kills you.
Here we go. This is the Butterball hotline.
I love Butterball.
Let's get him on the line.
Really, who would know better than that?
We should call him.
Right under what are giblets.
Come here, I'll show you.
Is how long can I store a turkey in the freezer? And the answer is...
6 to 8 months.
You can store an unopened whole turkey in the freezer for... up to 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, you are good to go.
There you go.
Well, shoot, I'm letting it go another year then. It's a lot of work to cook a turkey.
Let's have turkey in the summer.
I've always thought about doing that, but cracking the oven open, you know, on a July 90-degree
day. You got to do Maysgiving every year. Maysgiving is huge.
In Vegas, I used to work with this guy named Reed, actually, Jeremy, and single guy, very, very odd, very bizarre on his own. Small little apartment, but he would always go out and buy a big turkey for himself and then like just make this huge feast and it was just him, but then he would kind of portion. He's like, yeah, he's like, I cook once
turkey soup,
and then I
turkey
have,
sandwiches.
I have a turkey sandwich.
Eat it forever.
He's like, and I eat for a week.
I consider it the greatest meal of the year, which is why I think it's ridiculous that we do it once a year. So I do Maysgiving every year, which is Thanksgiving meal, all the same stuff. You just do it 6 months later in May. See, that way your house doesn't get too hot in May.
It smells good.
Mm.
Your poor buddy. Who did he break the wishbone with if he was all alone?
I think it was just him. So, I mean, either way, it's going to turn out.
Nobody to break the wishbone.
His
wish comes true every time because he does it himself.
He lies. He does it with himself. And even if his side is the small, he turns it around.
One again.
Right.
Nobody will know.
I'll show you pictures.
Listen, listen to this story from Brooke. Hey guys, help a girl out. I'm going to my first Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's parents' house. Weren't we just talking yesterday in the Mindbender, right, about meeting the parents and everything?
Wow, this is weird.
I think she already knows them, but it's her first time to go to Thanksgiving at their house.
Yeah. Kind of a BD.
I'm going to my first Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's parents' house, and he said his mom asked if I wanted to bring something. I don't want to feel like a mooch, so I said yes. Brooke writes, the thing is, I don't cook, like nothing.
Right on,
so
Brooke.
Last night when we, that'll take you far in life, Brooke. So last night when we were talking about everything again, I told my boyfriend that I would go by King Soopers and get something to take. You'd think I said I was going to pee in the gravy or something.
Some people like that.
He got a look on his face like I was some sort of monster and said, you can't ever bring store-bought food to a family Thanksgiving.
Why?
Brooke writes, is this right? Why can't I get mashed potatoes or something at the deli and just put it on the table?
I'm with Brooke. Come on.
Yeah, well,
it's mashed potatoes.
Brooke, you don't put it. You take it from the deli, and then you transfer it into a dish.
Sure, you make it look
festive. Make it look pretty. And then probably add a little salt.
But I guarantee you, if you got it and you doctored it up, a little butter on there, a little garlic powder, whatever
salt
you
is
do.
Cooking.
And then you serve it. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, these are the greatest mashed potatoes I've ever had.
Yeah, What's your secret?
But they won't be.
Convenience.
So I'm on the boyfriend side, but I'm in a weird spot here. Because it has to do with how long you've known someone. In other words, if you're Uncle Eddie and you're going to the Thanksgiving meal and it's your 24th time to go or whatever, I think you can stop by Village Inn and get a pie and bring it. I think that's cool.
Yum.
If you are the girlfriend and this is your first time to go, I personally believe it's bad form to show up with a store-bought deli thing. I think it sends a bad message.
That you're lazy?
I would tell Brooke, quit being a whiny pants. You know, the recipes are online.
She's a lovely
So
human.
You'd rather have her, she can't cook.
Yeah, can you read?
Okay, I got your line. All right. You'd rather have her bring a crappy meal than actually just go to the deli and bring something delicious.
Dumb. Like it's going to be stressful enough going to the boyfriend's family's house for Thanksgiving. So not only are they going to be judging her, now they're going to be judging the fact that she doesn't cook.
Her crappy pasta salad. She's
not
going
to be crappy.
You can't go into a war with a plastic sword.
Let's just set the record straight. It's not that somebody, quote, can't cook. It's that they, quote, choose not to. So she's a grown-ass woman. She will know how to make something.
Practice makes perfect.
And that's what I think she needs to do. But why don't we open this up and we will allow the listeners to either side with you morons or with me.
Yeah. All right, now. What's it like to be wrong all the time, John?
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Is Brooke just going to King Soopers and buying something in a package and taking it?
Stupid Brooke.
Or is she actually going to...
Mouth-breathing Brooke.
I love Brooke.
Is she actually going to roll her sleeves up and make a little something? She doesn't have to make the main event.
Wonder if she even knows where to find a grocery store. She sounds so stupid.
Does she even know what potatoes are?
691-1649. Your calls are next. Carla. Hello, Carla. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So we might do a 5 or 6 calls to say it all. What do you think?
Oh, I'm so on your side. I really, really would like to see her make an effort because there are so many Thanksgiving dishes that are so easy. And I'm not a cook. But I can still make mashed potatoes. I can still make yams. I can still make green bean casserole.
There's still a very delicate process, though, when it comes to all of that.
You can't just bust out some potatoes
Carla,
and call it a day.
Carla, listen. Thanksgiving is not the time of year you want to start experimenting with something new. Thanksgiving
there's
is
no experimentation when you put yams in a pan and put them in the oven.
there's a delicate balance of salt and pepper.
Listen,
and
Carla is obviously a very wise woman. I'm glad you called.
She's your
And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right.
Here, I brought yams in a pan.
Yam in a pan.
Just one yam.
Here's Andy. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So what do you think? Make something, buy something.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dom. I think it's about the effort, and I think you make something. And I agree with the last caller. There's so many simple, you know, recipes out there that you can just throw 1 or 2, 3 ingredients together. It's not rocket science.
You know, what's kind of funny is that Brooke is saying, I don't want to make anything, but she's willing to go to somebody's house where everybody else is making an effort.
She's willing to bring something.
So she's not going to make any effort, but everybody else can.
That she's making an effort.
What a microcosm of 2016.
No, she's making an effort to not make everybody gag with her horrible cooking.
What if it gets
burned? You can go down and buy a frozen pie and bake it. And still take something.
Well, then you're on our side.
Yeah, so then that's
suddenly
cooking.
I've lost
that's
you.
That's different. That's not going down and buying from the deli. It's still putting some effort in there.
No, it's totally the same thing. You're just buying a frozen pie.
I feel
you
like
put
I
the
just
potatoes from the container into
I
a pan.
I feel like I just lost Andy.
You lost her.
Yep. No, she's put her down for our side.
No, I'm putting her down as
frozen
pie.
I'm still with Dom. She needs to put in the effort and make something.
I love you, Andy. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're just charming these women now.
What? I'm just talking. Here's Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hi.
What do you want to say?
I am totally on board with her going to the deli and getting something. Because first off, you're going to put it in a different dish, so nobody is going to know.
Oh, so you should deceive people is what you're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
Heck yes.
So deceive.
I mean, if you are horrible at cooking, why would you want to make something
Who's horrible at cooking?
It's going to be gross.
Now, what if she buys?
They're going to talk about that for years. It won't go away.
Right.
That's
It'll
true.
Be tainted. That's all everybody will know.
You're going to ruin her relationship. This could be the man that she's supposed to spend the rest of her life with.
What if she does get something from the deli and she doctors it up a little bit and makes it kind of her own?
That's effort.
But she can't, Jeremy. She doesn't know how to put salt and pepper on something.
Seasoning in there.
Spices.
And then everyone, you know what they're going to say? It's too salty.
Hey, Ellie, how old are you?
23.
How did I know? Hey, you have a great day, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
I love 23-year-olds.
I am 23.
I love millennials.
Here's Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Dom.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you want to add to this?
Well, Dom, I'm on your side. I think she needs to put a little effort in.
Listen, you take as much time as you want, okay?
I would be embarrassed to take something from the deli.
I would, too.
A first holiday like that.
Who would know?
What's wrong with the deli?
Who would know?
And everyone, this is Mark's girlfriend. She stopped by Village Inn and got a $3 pie, everybody.
We don't order Village Inn pies, Dom Testa.
Not for Thanksgiving.
Who would know if she went to the deli? It would be her secret and her boyfriend's secret. Nobody would ever know.
Right. And Carl.
Life is about making an effort.
She's making an effort to go buy the potatoes at King Supers.
Huge effort.
What if, oh my God, the guy
Sarah,
works at the deli is in the family. Yeah.
Sarah, what is your go-to make side dish for Thanksgiving? If you had to pick one, what's the one that you really score every time?
I always do the green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard, is it?
Yeah.
Who eats that?
Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that.
I like it.
Oh, choose something else. The way I make it, they do.
Mm-hmm. How do you make it? Do you
put cheese in there?
Drizzle it with chocolate syrup?
Do you get vodka? Tell me, how much vodka do you put in it?
Oh, Sarah, they're just. You have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Sarah.
Thanks, you too.
All right, so it is 3-1 so far. Here is Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Dom.
Well, so why don't you add your 2 cents here?
Well, I'm with everybody else. I'm on your side. And I was telling Emily, green bean casserole takes 3 ingredients. Mm-hmm. You mix it in a bowl and pour it in a pan and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that tough. Now, mashed potatoes, they could turn out lumpy or whatever. Mm-hmm. She has a bigger risk there. But, I mean, if she offered to bring something, she needs to bring something other than from the deli.
You know what she ought to do? She ought to make that sweet potato thing in the crock pot that Jeremy and I talk about every year.
That is pretty stupid.
Okay, now listen to me. Because that is a crock pot, all right? You throw in, like, I think 5 or 6 ingredients, turn it on.
It does all the work for you.
And 6 hours later, it's ready. So you can't say, oh, I don't know how to plug something in.
She doesn't sound like that. Stop
it. She's an intelligent woman. Hey, what about like crescent rolls? Would crescent rolls count?
Pillsbury?
No.
Cooking Thanksgiving dinner is not that big a deal. It's all about timing, too, more than anything else.
Laura, you are obviously a wise and mature woman, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
She called you a wise and mature woman.
Here is Barbie to bring it on home. It's 4-1, Barbie. Is it going to be 5-1 or 4-2?
5-1.
This is called a landslide.
God, I don't feel good.
It's a good song.
Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn how to cook until my mid-20s and decided to do Thanksgiving for everybody that worked with me that didn't have family to go home to.
Yeah.
And now I want to open a restaurant every year around this time. Because I'm like, everything's so easy and I can time everything perfectly. And
what a great restaurant idea. Like, you have just Thanksgiving every night. That's all you have. It's just like Thanksgiving.
That's what you could call the restaurant.
Thanksgiving.
Barbie's Thanksgiving.
I like it. I'll bring my friend Skipper.
Barbie tea giving. So what is your one goat? If you had only pick one thing, Barbie, what's yours?
I'm going to go with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, strong.
Do you add anything special to them?
I do the sour cream and the garlic.
Yes.
Well, what time should we be there?
Anytime after 3.
Very good.
Done.
I'm glad you called. You have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I don't know, guys. Maybe there are a lot of people who are on your side, but they don't listen to this show. They're listening to the rap station or something.
You're going
to
gloat off this for a week.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.